This time last year, Charlotte was making national news for the protests that erupted uptown the day after Keith Scott was shot and killed by a CMPD police officer. But there was another casualty last September, 26-year-old Justin Carr, who was shot and killed outside of the Omni Hotel during one of the demonstrations. Raekwon Borum, who was there that night, will be tried for the murder of Carr likely sometime next year. Carr was a Charlotte native with a son on the way. His family says he had a lot to look forward to. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia sat down with Carr's aunt to hear how the family is a year later.
Benina Graham, Justin Carr's aunt, describes her nephew as a jokester who loved to laugh. Benita was close to Justin. Her sister Vivian even let her name him when he was born. Benita says she's still in shock that Justin was killed that night in front of the Omni. That night, she sat in disbelief as she watched images on her TV screen go from peaceful protests to violent riots. She had knots in her stomach knowing her nephew was there, somewhere. Then reports started to come in that someone had been killed.
They never gave a name, and I kept saying to myself, that's not Justin. That's not Justin.
She says Justin went to the protest that night because he had been following the news and wanted to participate in a peaceful demonstration.
Justin and my mother used to talk a lot about protests because she used to protested downtown during the civil rights era. She said, if you're going to protest, protest for a cause. That was one of the reasons he was there, because he had called my sister 30, 45 minutes way before he got shot and was talking to her on the phone and told him that's where he was. When they first started out, he was at Marshall Park. And he called, and they were walking back towards the Omni because that's where his car was parked. He told her that it was very peaceful, that she should come down there. And she says, no, I'm not coming down there. She said, Justin, you need to leave. It's dangerous down there. It's going to get dangerous or something like to that nature. She had told him. He said, no, Mama, no, no, it's all right. And the next call she got was that he had been shot. Mm.
What has life been like for you and your family the last year?
It's been hard. The holidays is hard. Christmas was really hard. Was really hard for me and for my sister. That was the first holiday we, you know, celebrated without him. And Justin loved certain things that I would cook. And I told him, I said, I'm not wavering from it. I'm going to cook it, whether y'all like it or not. Y'all know I always cooked it for Justin.
It wasn't too long after he was killed that his son was born. Is that right?
That is correct, okay. Yes.
What's his son like? What's his name?
Justin. Mm. I got my Justin back. At first, they had picked out a name for him. And when all this happened, Tanae decided that she wanted to name him Justin.
Tanae is his girlfriend?
Girlfriend, mm-hmm. She wanted to name him Justin, which I was very excited over that. But right now, little Justin is we call him little Justin. Little Justin looks just like his dad.
Well, I want to ask you about this letter that you wrote to Mayor Roberts, mm-hmm. I believe last October of last year, and it was regarding the shooting death of Keith Scott. And in this letter, you expressed your disappointment in the city leadership and hers in particular, and just the response. Why'd you write the letter in the first place? I mean, writing a letter to the mayor is kind of a bold move. What made you think, okay, this is what I'm going to do?
Right. Well, I think because for me, when I saw the response of the mayor and then the response of some of the city council, I was disturbed over it. I was disturbed, and then I was angry.
Yeah.
I was angry.
What disturbed you? What in particular?
What disturbed me is that the presence of city officials, they were present, but I felt like they could have handled the situation with Keith Scott a little bit different. I can't say how different, but I just felt like it could have been different, and I felt like the voice... there was no voice for Justin.
Do you feel like Charlotte has changed at all in the last year?
I don't see that it has. I don't see that it has. I think certain things have pulled us apart. I feel like the city is apart. I feel like it's us and them. It's not just us anymore. And you don't see that until something happens. When something happens that's close to you, how affected you are, then you see the division and you start seeing things a little bit differently.
Raekwon Boram, who's been accused of his murder, his trial won't likely be till sometime next year. And when right. next year, no one really knows.
And exactly.
I imagine that's very difficult.
That is very difficult because we just want to get justice for Justin. We just want to put some closure on that part.
So do you plan on being in court?
I plan on being there every single day that the Lord will let me be there.
There's been a lot of talk about Mr. Boram's possible innocence and a lot of theories people have thrown around, like he's a possible scapegoat for police. What do you think?
Well, I think that we have to deal with facts. And if the facts are there that he shot the gun, he admitted it was an accident, we just have to go on facts. You know, I started reading a lot of different articles and about the different theories that are you know, flying around about the rubber bullet, concussion grenade. I don't know anything about any of that. And I started to just kind of like do a little research on it. And I went, no, I'm not going to do that. Either way, Justin is gone. My hope is that these theories that are going around, that they have their facts, too. If you say this, where are your facts? Because that's what I believe in, facts. That's what I'm going to have to go on.
That was Benita Graham, whose nephew, Justin Carr, was shot and killed last year outside of the Omni Hotel. Graham spoke with WFAE's Sarah D'Elia.